SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, officials in Gaza say at least 70 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli air assault in Khan Yunis. A gunman has shot and killed six people, including his mother, at a nursing home in Croatia. And in basketball, Australia's men's team has beaten Olympic hosts France 83-82. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. Israeli airstrikes in Khan Yunis have reportedly killed at least 70 people shortly after the military ordered new evacuation orders for the area. The Israeli military claims Hamas militants have embedded themselves in the area and used it to launch rockets towards Israel. Outside Nasser Hospital, where casualties from Israel's deadly strike were being assessed, family members mourned those killed.
A family was sleeping and they hit them. They were children. This is the American Nazism. This is the Netanyahu Nazism.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Agency for Palestinians is demanding answers after its convoy came under heavy Israeli fire on its way to Gaza City on Sunday. The agency says vehicles were clearly marked and the movements were authorized. US Vice President Kamala Harris has secured the crucial backing of Democrat Nancy Pelosi to lead the party in November's election. Kamala Harris is currently seen as the most logical nominee for the Democratic Party that has until August 19 to decide Joe Biden's replacement. Speaking for the first time since Joe Biden's withdrawal, Ms. Harris recognized his accomplishments over the past 3 years.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, he has already, yes, you may clap. In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served 2 terms in office.
A gunman has entered a nursing home in the Croatian town of Doruva and shot and killed at least 6 people, injuring others. Local media reports the alleged shooter, a former war veteran, initially fled the scene but was later arrested by police. The man reportedly has an existing police record for disturbing public order and domestic abuse. His mother was among the victims. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković says he is appalled by the news.
Well, we are shocked. It's a monstrous act of murder of several people. Murder of his mother, then murder of other older people. As far as I've seen, most of the victims were born around the 1930s. We're talking about people who are aged in their 90s. We, of course, condemn this crime.
An inquest investigating the death of a First Nations child in Western Australia's youth detention system has resumed. 16-year-old Cleveland Dodd was found unresponsive in his cell after harming himself in the youth wing of a high-security adult prison in October last year. He was taken to hospital in critical condition and died around a week later, causing outrage and grief in the community. Family members and supporters of Dodd, including his grandmother Glenda Mippy, turned out for the hearing in Perth.
We want justice for what happened to Cleveland. My grandson only just turned 16. He just started enjoying his life. He was just getting to be a little man, you know? He had twin brother and sister, baby brother and sister he never got to meet because of what happened. Because, the system failed him.
And in basketball, Australia's men's team have beaten Olympic hosts France 83-82. Thanks to Dyson Daniels' effort 2.5 seconds before the end of the game. The 21-year-old from Bendigo took the ball from Josh Giddey and laid it in the French basket with an impressive effort, giving Australia the win. This was the final warm-up game for Brian Gorgian's players in the lead-up to the Olympics, with the Boomers making some promising performances against teams such as the US, Serbia and Puerto Rico. Australia will begin their Olympic tournament in the men's basketball division on Saturday, July 27, against Spain, with Canada and Greece also in their group. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.